No, it shouldn't have happened in the first place. It's disappointing to see people fly tipping up and up close to the green. Anywhere, it's disappointing to see. But the type of material that was dumped at this stage, like it's like a fireplace, and it's heavy. It's heavy material that needs a lot of work to get it shifted to there. You know, so it's a strange one. But anyway, the council have cleaned it up, and they have issued a letter to the people that were involved in it, you know. So, in fairness to the council, they do come out and they clean the area up, and then they just send a letter if they get information on anybody that is doing the fly tapping.
Now, there were concerns in the recent past over bogus people who, you know, pretended, I suppose, for want of a better word, to be a legitimate dumping service, and then they go and proceed to fly tip the material. So I suppose maybe the message here is for people to be on the alert of those kind of individuals and to ask for formal identification.
Yeah, and in this county there is recognised waste disposers, and that's the people that you use. See these other people that fly by night, just completely ignore them, because they are just dumping them wherever the rubbish, wherever they get rid of it, you know. So there is recognised people out there, and they are doing day-to-day collection. So that's the people to be using, because it is happening where people are using these people, and then whenever they discover that there's letters or there's information within that rubbish that leads back to them, and then the council issue a €150 fine, and discover that they had paid a person to lift this rubbish, and that's very embarrassing for the people involved.